It is not difficult at all to contrast King Herod and the Magi. Herod is fundamentally closed, protective, seeking to hold on and preserve what has been. When he hears that there is a newborn king of the Jews, he is greatly disturbed, because that is who he is. That's his title. He is the king of the Jews. Herod's behavior follows a very familiar script, that of the frightened tyrant. He seeks advice from the priests and the scribes, but does so without telling them why he's asking for the information he needs. Next, he meets with the Magi, but does so in secret. And he asks them to do his work for him. You go and search and find the newborn king. Herod pretends that he wants to also go and do him homage. But Herod's plans are all thwarted when the Magi don't return to him. Herod, the master deceiver, has himself been tricked and deceived. And so, predictably, consulting no one, he gives in to his anger and his insecurity and orders that every child 2 years old and younger in Bethlehem should be put to death. The Magi, on the other hand, prove themselves to be fundamentally open, willing to adjust, to change, and to grow. The mere fact that they're willing to leave their own country and go on this difficult journey to recognize and give homage to the newborn king, a foreign king to them, is itself rather remarkable. Following proper protocol, they present themselves to King Herod, despite his reputation for duplicity, a reputation that has already reached Rome, so we can assume the Magi must have been aware of it. They proceed to Bethlehem, and they literally open their coffers and present Mary and the child Jesus with their gifts. And then again, they are willing to adjust and change by returning to their country by a different way. No wonder the story of the Epiphany is so enduring. In this brief story, Matthew calls the question that sits before his own community and that really will sit before the church for its next 2,000 years, a question that each disciple has to face. Does the gospel of Jesus Christ call us to hold on, to protect, to control? Or does the gospel of Jesus Christ challenge us to be open, to trust, and be vulnerable? And we hear this story, and we see this contrast, and we raise these questions in this time of Christmas. the time of God becoming human. We see and celebrate the very example God has placed before us in God's very self. And it is not difficult at all to grasp the direction to which the gospel summons us.